We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Touchdown! Cincinnati with the score. Ocho Cinco.
Defense number 74.
Oh, he's going to try it.
Penalty is declined. Touchdown.
He wants to try it.
He's going to need a boost.
Lambeau leap.
He found
friends.
I think he bought those tickets.
Ocho Cinco knew what he was doing.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You just heard that Iron Eagle call for Chad Ocho Cinco. He's going to join us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ocho Cinco, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm beautiful. I love you. Everything is good. I can't complain. Other than that, it's a great day. I just feel good today. I don't know what it is. Probably because I'm calling in.
Well, listen,
I like that. That's very nice.
Chad, we do like that, and we appreciate that. We talk a lot about, Chad, about the fastest guy in the NFL, and right. Now you got this event coming up. Ted Ginn Jr., as you know, recently said, I'll race any active wide receiver for $10,000.
Right.
Is he the fastest guy, in your opinion, or is Tyreek Hill? That would be a fun one to see, too.
You know, it would be a fun one to see. And what people fail to realize is they always base everything off 40 times. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is fast. He's extremely fast. But there are so many other suitors.
True.
That are worthy, that don't get put in the same positions as Tyreek to be able to show off their speed due to the system they play in or not getting the opportunities Tyreek does. He is extremely fast, but I guarantee you, for those who actually know the game of football and know the speedsters that do play, there are many that can run just like that. And when you add another body to the side of you and you're not running against the clock, that's added pressure. So you never know what may happen when you're racing against somebody.
All right, so you have this coming up this weekend, like we said, 40 Yards of Gold. It's this Saturday. It's on pay-per-view. It's at the BB&T Center. Starts at 7 p.m. You got offense versus defense. You got 8 versus 8 in these brackets. I think it's pretty interesting to see some of the names in this. What's one name on this list of 16 guys that someone might not know that's just super, super fast that we don't know about? Because I see Ted Ginn Jr., I see Jacoby Ford, I see Alvin Kamara, I see Robbie Anderson, I see Goodwin from San Francisco. These are all guys.
Oh, there's by the way, there's
Goodwin.
A guy.
I know, Goodwin.
Goodwin, Olympic long jumper. He could be in there, huh, Chad, maybe?
Yeah, most definitely. You know who's really fast that nobody's talking about? Jeff Badditt and Kevin Snead.
Kevin Snead against Goodwin in the first round.
Those are 2-4. These are 2-4-2 guys. These are 4-2 guys, just like Tyreek Hill. But nobody's mentioning them because Tyreek has the notoriety. He has the publicity, and he's also done it on the field on Sunday because he gets the opportunity to do so. But these guys are just as fast. It's no different.
Chad, you know what? It's funny. I saw you just put out something recently. I happened to be looking or following you and T.O. I think it was with Hollywood Brown on route running.
Uh-huh.
And I was so glad to hear you say, so glad. It was like the first thing I heard when I got here with the Dolphins, too, is like, look it, man, you can't just outrun people. You got to set them up. You guys put on a clinic. Like, I wanted every young kid to be able to be between T.O. on one side and you on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't a foot race. It's about running, setting people up on routes. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. I'm not sure. But one thing that many skilled players focus on is they focus on running as fast as possible in a straight line. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. But the game of football, especially at the highest level, is not played in a straight line. But one is 90% mental and 10% of the game is physical. You need to be able to outthink and out-technique the person in front of you. And I try to tell all the receivers all the time, having all the speed in the world, and once they put somebody in front of you and you can't get off the line or you can't separate, you can't transition, it does you no justice. It doesn't know justice at all.
Was that your thing? Was that like the biggest thing for you? Because, you know, everyone, a lot of people have speed, but the route running, was that the one thing you wanted to master to know?
Yeah, that, most definitely. That was my niche.
Because I saw you always write about it.
That made my man look like he ran a 4.240 by just getting separation by route running. No question.
Yeah. My footwork and my ability to run routes, my ability to run as fast as possible and stop on a dime was my niche.
Let me ask you, there's a bunch of other things to get to with you that we haven't talked about. I go back, it's still considered to be one of the greatest moments in Hard Knocks history on HBO, going back to the Dolphin stuff. And listen, Chad, believe it or not, it wasn't you. It was a look on Joe Philbin's face. My man had never been through anything like this. Mm-hmm. And he's got you, of all people, where you're comfortable in front of a camera.
Very.
And you could tell poor Joe, first-time head coach. What was that like?
It was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it. You know,
you did?
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it. You know, I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. You know, having that feeling of coming home, being able to play at home in Miami in front of my folks. You know, and yeah. It didn't turn out the way it was. But you know, the man upstairs had different plans for me. Outside, you know, I messed up, but no, I became a better man because of it.
Yeah, no, that's great attitude that you take on all those things, Chad. I saw recently too that you said you'd love to work with some of those Dolphin receivers.
Oh yeah, man.
And
I was going to show up to camp. You know that I was
going
to show up.
I saw that. I saw you sent that out. Like, damn it, I'm going out there. Like, do not turn me down. I did see something like that.
Yeah. So, man, I would love to work with the receivers, but I don't think I'm qualified. I remember inquiring about it, wanting to do something with the Bengals a long time ago on a serious note, but I don't have the accolades. I don't have the credentials to be able to coach. I have the experience and the knowledge, but to actually be on the staff, I found out that there's something else that I needed. You know, it had to do with college or something of that nature, and I can't do it.
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. I have to ask you this just because years and years ago when you were with the Bengals, I used to tell Joe every morning, I'm seeing on Twitter, it's early, real early during training camp or whatever. It might have been during the regular season. Ocho Cinco just invited 200 people to McDonald's for breakfast.
That's cool as hell.
Or invited 200 people to the movie theater. Like, you love doing that kind of stuff, right? You were social media kind of king before social media was big.
Yeah, before it got big. So what I would do during the season, on the road trips, obviously the opposing fans, obviously I would have fans of the opposing team as well. So what I would do is I would pick a restaurant. So like, let's say we're going to play in Indianapolis, and I would pick a famous restaurant in the city. And for Indianapolis, it was St. Elmo's. So I would be like the first 100 people to meet me at St. Elmo's on Saturday. Once the team plane landed, you know, come have lunch with me or come have lunch with me at St. Elmo's. And I did it in Cleveland. I did it in Pittsburgh. And, you know, for almost a decade on every road game just to have an opportunity to mingle and meet and talk football with those from the opposing team. It was fun.
I got to tell you where I know you're a big hit, up in Florida. Some of the things you've done going up there with those students and the video.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was fun. That
like,
was
how
fun.
Do you come up with these things that you end up doing? Yeah, I had my kids up there and saw you. Yeah.
In Gainesville, Professor Spiker. Professor Spiker, he teaches a class on media. I don't know the correct name of the course, but on Twitter they had something on Twitter where they tried to reach out to someone and get them to come speak. And I happened to see it a few years ago, and they said, "Can you come and talk to our class?" And Professor Spiker, you know, I told him, you know what, I will come. He got in contact with me, but the class didn't know. And one day, you know, they were having a speaker, and they had no idea it was me. And I drove down to Gainesville and went and talked to the sports media class. And I mean, I've done that maybe two or three times.
By the way, then he went out and bought everybody food too.
Of course,
I'll never forget
that.
Yeah,
of course,
to the swamp. I think the name of it was
Wow.
So I took the entire class.
Well done, well done, Chad. That's a landmark place up there in Gainesville. What's the obsession with McDonald's? Over the years, you've had an obsession with McDonald's.
Listen, I've been eating it since 1984, I think, since I was four, maybe five, when I used to get my little allowance. And nothing has changed. And I've always been a bit advocate for it. You know, I mean, eating healthy is one thing. And people, I don't know. Everybody's different. I'm still in shape, still fast, still everything. And I'm those that eat healthy, I'm all for it. But I really think you can enjoy yourself. You can enjoy life. Eat what you want to. All you have to do is just work out. You know, have the discipline to work out based on what you consume. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I mean, look at me. I'm 51 and I still look great.
What are you, 41 now? You're not 51.
No, 51. You got to add 10 years for the wear and tear, man.
I was about to say. You were 4 or 5 in 84. That's my age. What do you mean 51?
He was waiting on that one. He had that one ready to go. You know what's funny is every so often, see, now you realize that I follow you, but so I see you like working out with all these different guys, whether you're with T.O. working out, I see with Antonio Brown working out in the whole. It's pretty small little community down here, isn't it? When it comes to working out and getting all the guys from Dade County together.
Oh yeah. We'll all be together, right? I think all the mini camps are the mini camps over yet? They're over, right?
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, everybody's done.
So probably another week or so. This is when everybody gets together when it's time, right before it's time to go to camp, and it gets real. Gets real dirty and grungy out there, you know, as far as working and preparing to go to training camp. So I look forward to that. And obviously, I'm always trying to play DB. And I look forward to locking Antonio up this year as well. I look forward to that.
How are you enjoying your second professional career with the Boca Raton Football Club, the FC out there?
I'm loving it. I don't think people really understand, you know, my love for the game of soccer. I mean, for those who know me and watch or follow my career, they would know how much I love soccer.
Well, I know you love FIFA, the video game. I didn't realize you liked the actual sport.
Yeah, that too. But I just didn't have the resources to play coming out of Liberty City, you know, to play at a professional level. So I had no choice but to stick with football. But, you know, European football has always been my number one sport. Even ahead of football, I couldn't play it. So now that they have the opportunity, you know, I'm trying my best to get as good as I can at it, and it's difficult. It's a very humbling sport for me, and I'm just enjoying my time with Boca Raton, and I'm thankful for them for allowing me to, you know, live out that wonderful dream of mine.
Chad, before we get back to what you've got going on, 40 Yards of Gold coming up Saturday, I want to ask you about, speaking of Dade County, the amount of players in the NFL.
Wow.
It's incredible, the high schools, and I find out then, you know, as I get down here from California, that all you guys play youth football together, growing up together, even if they go to different schools. Everybody, are you amazed ever by how many kids out of Dade County end up playing in the NFL?
You know what? Not really. I'm not amazed by it, but I'm not surprised. That's our golden ticket. That's our golden ticket out, you know. You know, for all the stresses that I'm thinking on my behalf,
right?
All the stresses that I put my grandma through, all the stresses that I put my mom through, all those years of turmoil and headaches and crying and struggling, like me being able to pay them back. That is my golden ticket. And come hella high water, I had promised both of them that one day you would never have to struggle again. And I'm sure those that make it, that come from the same areas I have, that same concept and same mentality of wanting to reach that pinnacle of life, of being able to reach that dream of theirs, to be able to take care of those that took care of them during those rough times.
You still driving a smart car?
I will never stop driving. That is the epitome of luxury.
It's unbelievable. I had to show Joe the picture of it just to show what you were driving around here. All right, so you got big event coming up this weekend. The 40 Yards of Gold is going to be at 7 to 10 p.m. BB&T Center in Sunrise. You can also see on pay-per-view as well. Rick Ross going to be performing. DJ Irie going to be there. Like, you got a cast there coming this Saturday.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. And I think people don't understand. Do you know how much pressure? I know the guys might walk around confident. They might do all this talking. Do you know how much pressure is on the line? It's $1 million for one.
Wow.
It's an easy million for doing something. It's only 40 yards, and all you have to do is win, what, maybe four times? It's 16 people, so you just got to race four times.
That's amazing. That's you don't want to lose, though.
And you walk away with $1 million. You know how that is a nice chunk of change to have before the season starts.
Ooh,
you know what you can
boy.
Buy with that?
Yeah, man.
You can buy rims for a smart car.
You have rims on your smart car?
Of course.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. By the way, you got to get off to a good start, though, right? Chad, no matter what, that start that 40 is.
I mean, this is the funny thing. Everybody's fast, so your start has to be perfect. Because if it's not, you have no time to catch up.
That's right. Man, that's going to be fun. Hey, Chad, we may see you on Friday. Should we check back with you?
Matter of fact, listen, I'm coming in Friday because I love you guys.
Wow.
I'm going to bring Krispy Kreme, coffee, and McDonald's for everybody. And we're gonna talk football.
Oh man, that's beautiful.
This is
I'm
exciting.
Loving it. I'm loving it. Right out of McDonald's, man.
You know, I just thought about we can talk basketball too because I'm thinking about joining the Heat and playing in the summer league in Vegas.
Is that right?
No, I like that. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Why not? Oh, I'm for it.
By the way, we'll take trash talking to a whole new level right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You'd be worth it anyway. You and Udonis at the end of that bench. That's scary, man. That's scary. I wouldn't want to play the Heat at that point. All right, so we'll see you on Friday, Chad.
Chad, thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I love you guys.
All right, back at you, man. Thank you. Chad Ochocinco
joining us here, man. 40 Yards of Gold this Saturday at the BB&T Center, 7 to 10 p.m., 40yardsofgold.com for tickets, and it's on pay-per-view as well.
Yeah. You know, I was getting ready to ask him, but he's coming in Friday.
No, save it now if we're going to have him on Friday.
No, I just wanted to know his thoughts.
You see the guys beam up in the back, by the way, and he said he's bringing donuts and McDonald's.
Oh, that'll bring a lot of shows in.
I mean, can't go early, Chris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.